enthralled tonight.
Go ahead.
Okay. Is the board aware in regards to home health that in the last 3 years there's over $1 million lost in that division?
Do you have proof of that?
I don't know that we're able to.
We're not able to comment
as a board.
I'll withdraw that.
Actually, I do have proof. This is a copy of it. $1 million in 3 years. My understanding that home health was the excuse to go to Indiana to create more revenue.
We can do this.
If in 3 years that document supports $1 million of loss, how is it we're going to create revenue over there when we're losing $3 million here? The other item that I have.
Well, for discussion purposes, we're not going to Indiana anymore, so that...
I understand that, but it's back to some clarifications in regards to some comments Mr. Jensen made as the justification. It doesn't hold any water when the financial documents support $1 million lost in 3 years. Mr. Corbett, April 19th, I filed a FOIA request. I asked for a copy of all emails and attachments that you sent to this Board of Health for the last 30 days. I got back roughly 13 or 14 of them, and here recently, thanks to a Ford County citizen who did a FOIA, there's about 25 plus in there that have been sent to you board members that Mr. Corbett never gave me. One of those in particular that I find interesting, and I think from a board standpoint, especially for those that are in the professional industry, you'll appreciate this if you didn't read it in the email, and it shows that all of you folks got this. This is from your former attorney. Let's get the board members, parentheses, other than COPUS and the new appointees, on board and do that through a press release once you have verification that the AG is backing out. That email was distributed by Mr. Corbett to those board members, not to the Iroquois County Health Board members.
One clarification. Who was the prior attorney?
That was Mr. Boyer. My point with this, from a professional standpoint of public officials, when you have an attorney that's representing the entire board, you don't exclude someone no matter what friction there is between the entities. This attorney will have disciplinary complaints filed against him. It's already in work, and it's not a direct anything for you folks, but you need to realize your former attorney was not informing the Iroquois side of things, and Mr. Corbett was party to that. And when he sent that to everybody on this board, it became, all of you folks were party to it. And that, to me, is extremely disturbing. Those emails contain a lot of information. One of them, I understand there's been some concern, and we would love to address it. Mr. Jensen, at the meeting the other night, you said that the Department of Aging used gift cards for grants or for car seats.
No. If I said that, it was a misspeak.
It's on video. It's a misspeak.
Because
I heard it.
You have to understand.
It's all right.
When the board gets attacked and stuff, I probably get uptight, and I probably say things where I'm thinking one thing and I'm saying something else, because my wife constantly, when I would get energized and get to speaking, I would have Moses in the ark.
I'm not asking for
and so
this.
And so I know where it was what I was trying to say,
Mr. Jensen,
but I may not have been able to convey it to you the way that I was trying to get it out.
Mr. Jensen,
the cards for Eastern Illinois Agency on Aging.
Chairman, if you would, under the public session, under the right to speak.
We'll just let him finish because he's going to go on and on.
We have a set of rules. Has the board, you better, has the board established a set of rules to address public speaking? Typically,
this is an open meeting. It's a free for all.
No, it shouldn't be, though, because under the Open Meetings Act, it outlines. The board can set a policy on how that function is supposed to take place.
And you, sir, asked me a question, and I was trying to answer it, and you kept butting in.
And I was told this isn't going to be a question and answer session. So if it is, I'll engage that. I have no problem with that. If it's not, I just want to know what the rules are.
As far as I know, it's open.
Okay. What I was going to say, which you did address the Ford County Board with the justification for car seats, you use gift cards. And I don't care where those gift cards came from, but you said you did that because you couldn't just give them cash. There's no assurance that they would go get the car seat. Mr. Jensen, what assurance do they have they're going to get the car seat if you give them a gift card? Gift cards aren't used for that program. Are they?
that's in litigation?
No, sir.
No.
I mean, is there an answer?
Within this document, though.
It's garbage, really.
Well yeah, but
we
is there
can't
a
have a, we can't have a garbage.
It's not. It's just his opinion. It's not discussion.
Well, I don't think we can have an official board opinion.
There can't be.
No.
I mean,
no.
But you can.
My other point with the document, I guess there's been some concern that I published something to disprove what you said. Now you said that you didn't mean that. That's fine. This document that got published in its entirety was the document that Mr. Corbett distributed to the rest of the board. And my understanding, there's some folks that are concerned with some redactions. Contact Mr. Corbett, because if there's redactions that needed to be made, he didn't make them, and he's your FOIA officer. I don't have anything else. Thank you.
Mr. Allen, I'll give this back to you. If you want, we're not going to take exhibits.
No problem.
We're going to hang on to that.
Yeah, not a problem. It's public record. Okay. Thank you.